As red tide continues to leave behind a trail of dead fish along parts of Florida's Gulf Coast, it's also drawing in filth flies. WUSF's Jessica Mazaros tells us about a study that's looking at whether these flies can carry the red tide toxins known as brevetoxins.
Edwin Burgess, a researcher at the University of Florida, says the normal flies that you might see while enjoying an outdoor picnic, the little shiny green or blue ones, are known to vector all kinds of pathogens. They can cause foodborne illnesses in animals and humans. So Burgess wants to know if the flies swarming around red tide fish kills are picking up the brevetoxins.
And then we're also looking at things like bioaccumulation and any kind of potential consequences that flies picking up brevetoxin could have further down in the food web. Lizards and birds and other terrestrial organisms eat these flies.
He doesn't think this would affect humans as much as animals. Burgess hopes to have initial results in just a couple weeks. Jessica Mazaros, WUSF 89.7 News.